This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post and 16 other media organizations are reporting that military-grade spyware licensed to governments by the Israeli firm NSO Group and may have been used in the hacks of 37 smartphones used by journalists, human rights activists, business executives, and two women close to the murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The phones were on a list of more than 50,000 phone numbers in countries known to engage in surveillance of their citizens. The findings suggest that the NSO group has allowed spyware meant to be used on criminals and terror suspects to be used to hack into the cell phone accounts of journalists, activists, and politicians in nations such as Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and Hungary. A Paris-based journalism nonprofit group and Amnesty International shared the list with the media organizations, who then did further research. NSO has called the findings exaggerated and baseless. It says it has no insight into how its clients use its spyware for intelligence activities. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday the recent flooding in Europe is terrifying and promised swift financial assistance for one of the hardest-hit regions in her country. As the death toll reached 184 across Europe, including 157 in Germany, Merkel said the German language could barely describe the devastation that had taken place. As rescue workers continue their search for missing people, a district in Bavaria in southern Germany was hit by flash flooding that killed at least one person. In the worst-hit Ahrweiler district, south of Cologne, about 110 people have been killed, with more bodies expected to be found there as floodwaters recede, according to police. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website,